Welcome to another Jew and Gentile podcast. I am your host, Chris Katulka, and today we have another special short for you to listen to. We have our very own Bruce Scott. He is the Program Ministries Director with the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. He and a team of several Christians just returned from Israel to volunteer in Israel on our Hesed project. This is a great opportunity for Christians to minister to Israelis, especially during this very difficult time as they've been at war with Hamas. So we're going to be hearing from Bruce. He gave a message to our Friends of Israel staff chapel, and we wanted you to hear it. So Bruce, take it away.
All right. Hesed has been running since 2012. And for the longest time, we were at Kaplan Medical Center until 2019 was our last year because COVID hit, as you know, in 2020. So it's been 5 years since we've been there. And so we've been praying about the Lord opening the doors there. Last year, 2023, we were in Israel with Hesed and working with Leket Israel. And while I was there, after Hesed, I went back to Kaplan and asked them if it was time and if they would be willing to take us back, and they were more than willing to. So we thank the Lord for that. So it's always a 19-day trip. This year we had, there were 11 of us. Five were previous Hesed participants. We always enjoy people who come back, but we also had four new ones, including a 25-year-old granddaughter of Jerome, who's there in the middle. Jerome has been a faithful Hesed participant for many years. So we had a great team. Seven were from the United States, two from Canada. And I had the privilege of co-leading with my dear brother and colleague, Cameron Joyner. Cameron did a great job. Well, October the 7th, as you know, is Israel's 9/11, and it impacted many things, including our programs. And it caused us to reconsider whether or not we were going to have Hesed. Our initial reaction was, no, we're not going to go. There's a war going on. But the more we thought about it, we prayed and got counsel and we deliberated and we got the response from applicants, we decided to go. So there were three primary reasons for going. Number one, we believed it was God's direction, otherwise we wouldn't go. But secondly, we thought that we wanted to be a friend of Israel in their time of distress and not just in their time of peace. Proverbs 17:17 says, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." We wanted to be that friend. We wanted to be that brother. So we decided to go. And the third reason was to reset our relationship with Kaplan Medical Center in Rehovot. As I said, it had been 5 years since we'd been there. They'd given us the green light to come back. So this was a reset opportunity. It was a new CEO, new assistant to the CEO. So everything was new, and we didn't want to miss this opportunity. There were three challenges also in going. First of all, there were last-minute cancellations. We had a number of applicants, but they felt like it wasn't the Lord's will for them. Secondly, we had last-minute changes in the schedule. There are lots of places that we discovered that were closed or had very limited times where we could go see them and visit. Excuse me. And also the third challenge was ensuring safety of the team as much as it depended on us. We stayed at the beautiful hotel Yad HaShmonah, which is about 18 minutes or so west of Jerusalem in the Judean Hills. Actually, their hotel now is called the Lagos. It's a beautiful location, a great place to come back to after a hard day's work. It's a moshav run by believers, so we enjoy supporting them in that way. Before we get to Kaplan Medical Center, I just wanted to share that we did do some other things other than volunteer at Kaplan Medical Center. We had an opportunity to explore a Crusader fortress near Latrune. We went to a nearby park. We had one day in Jerusalem. We had another day up in the Galilee in the Kinneret area. And we had a wonderful team. We had lots of fun, lots of laughter. And if you're not familiar with what these three are doing, just look it up about the three monkeys and you'll understand. We also had the opportunity to be interviewed by Dr. Charlie Dyer, who has a program called The Land in the Book with Moody Radio. Charlie and his producer, John, were actually in the land at the same time. Charlie actually goes to our home church here in Arizona. So they asked if they could interview some of our people, and a number of them volunteered to be willing to do that. Now, their purpose for being interviewed was just to share how being in the land of the Bible impacted them. It wasn't so much about Hesed, but they did give me an opportunity, a longer interview, to talk about Hesed and what we were doing. I don't know yet when that is going to be broadcast, but we were thankful for that opportunity. We also enjoyed having fellowship with the Israeli believers there at both Jack Kurtz's Kehillah and Menno's Kehillah as well. We got to have Shabbat dinner with a number of them and just enjoyed the fellowship of Israeli believers and encouraging them and they encouraging us in our faith. We took our ladies to the ladies' Bible study that Jack's congregation has. So it was very encouraging to be with them. We also had team devotions. Cameron and I asked our team the question, why are we here? And we answered it by going through the different covenants, Abrahamic, Davidic, New Covenant, and also Israel's current position today in God's program. Now, this is our perception of Israel's condition after October the 7th. Our Israeli workers could probably give a more accurate perception, but coming in from the outside, this is our perception. Number one, Israel's economy is struggling. There were very few tourists and people everywhere we went. It was the emptiest I had ever seen in Israel. Tour guides are without income. This is Tito. Everybody knows Tito. Apart from Jim's group in January, we were the only other group that he had led as a tour guide since October the 7th. Almost every industry has been impacted, even our hotels manager. He was in Gaza. He had been called up, so even he was not there at the hotel. Secondly, we got the sense that Israelis go about their daily lives. They have to survive, but a cloud hangs over them. You get that sense as soon as you get off the plane and you're walking toward, on the left here, you're walking toward the passport control. They have signs of all of the hostages as you go. At Kaplan Medical Center, the slide on the right, they have these little pictures of all of the hostages on a wall. I don't know if you can see it, but those that have a green circle around it are those that have been returned. There are many, including babies, that have not been returned. Also at Kaplan Medical Center, there is a table right in the emergency room that has these plaques of fallen soldiers, of family members, of people who work at Kaplan. Some of their family members have died in the war, including the CEO of the Friends of Kaplan Medical Center, Amos Shavit. He lost a 20-year-old nephew, Nachman. He showed me his plaque, and he was in tears. He was very choked up when he showed me. Many Israeli hotels house Israeli evacuees. Some evacuees are so traumatized that they need the comforting presence of IDF reservists. At our hotel, Yad HaShmona, it wasn't that it was an insecure place, but there were four IDF soldiers there that were there for the sake of a family that were staying there. Just to give them comfort. The soldier that you see here, his name is Minnie, who is also a tour guide. He was very nice to us and very amazed at what we were doing. And he said, you people are just amazing. And he appreciated what we were doing so much that he gave us a big bowl of candy, which didn't last very long. Israelis believe they're fighting for their very survival and they want to be allowed to finish the job. And number three, tales of heroism provided by Shmuel Bowman, who's with Operation Life Shield. He took us down to visit a family called the Perez family at Nitzan Bet, which is between Ashdod and Ashkelon. When we arrived, they fed us a huge lunch. It was just amazing. And they told us a story of how their daughter, Reyut, was at an IDF base along the Mediterranean on October the 7th. She was able to call her mother, give a message, and then the phone went out. And her two brothers, Lior and Stav, jumped in a car and went to the base and rescued her and brought her back. Their car was all shot up. Stav was shot in the head and the chest. Two of his fingers were shot off, and they were able to reattach those. So just an amazing rescue story. We then visited the mayor and security team at Bat Hadar, which is near Ashkelon, and they told us their story of how they really saved thousands of lives, giving warning to people at that time. And then we also visited the Magen David Adom Marcus Blood Center, which has three stories above ground and three stories below ground, where they keep Israel's blood reserves. So what did we do at Kaplan Medical Center? Kaplan is growing. They have beginning to have beautiful facilities now. This is a new building that they have where they moved their cardiology department and other departments as well. On the very first day, orientation day, they treated us with shakshuka and lots of pastries and food, and they called all the managers in. The CEO of the hospital, Professor Tarif Bader, who, by the way, is Druze. It's interesting. He's not even Jewish. He's Druze, but he's very well respected. The deputy CEO was there, Dr. Eitan Lavon, and he read a speech that they later put in a frame for me. It's just amazing what he said. I can't read it all to you for sake of time, but just to share a little bit, he said, "It is with profound gratitude that I welcome each and every one of you to this sacred mission of compassion and service in the heart of Israel. You came here during a period of great turmoil to shine the light of love and hope in the darkest of times. In this hospital, amidst the chaos of war, your presence carries a message of solidarity and empathy. Your volunteering transcends boundaries of nationality and religion. It is rooted in the universal language of compassion and love. This is a faith that can move mountains." So there's more that he said, but just a wonderful speech. We worked in a variety of departments, from the dining room to landscaping to maintenance and painting to logistics and in the warehouse, and then also cleaning. This cleaning crew were cleaning up and tearing off tape and glued on tape from the hospital floors. It was a tedious job, but they did it. Some of the major change at Kaplan, there's an abundance of bomb shelters. Everywhere you go, there is a bomb shelter. That was never there the case before. One of our team members, Rebecca, cut her hair, and she donated for cancer patients there at Kaplan. And they cut it right there at Kaplan. And this had a tremendous impact. The word got around all the way to the CEO, and people were talking to her and interviewing her about her doing this. There was a doctor there, Steve Malnick, who met with us for almost 45 minutes. He wanted to talk to us specifically to find out why we were doing this. So he just had us in the hospital there, and we went in a room and he talked to us for 45 minutes. Each of us got to share why we were there, and just a wonderful, amazing opportunity to share our faith. And we told them it was because of our faith and Yeshua. There was an outpouring of appreciation. This is the head of laundry, Yaron, who told us he was just amazed and just couldn't believe it. He said, "I respect you." He's talking to me. "I respect you like my father." Just incredible. As our cleaning team was cleaning up the tape, a stranger came up, pointed at them and said, "You are holy people." We just had great appreciation from all of the departments. They fed us constantly. We got to have Shabbat dinner in Kaplan workers' homes the last Shabbat evening, which was a great opportunity for them to ask us questions, and we had opportunities to share about our faith. On the final day of work, the CEO, Professor Bader, gave each of us, again, lots of food, but certificates of appreciation. And one of the things that was also impactful is that there in the hospital, there is a wall that says, "With gratitude, we honor these donors." And there's Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. The gospel ministry part is very important, and so we are very happy. And then lastly, when Cameron and I went to the airport to leave, we stood in line. Really, it was only El Al traveling at that time. All the airlines that I could see, they didn't have any people standing in front of them. And so the line was, it took us an hour to get to the counter. Well, during that time, we spoke to a young lady that was Cameron's age, who was standing right behind us. And we got into a conversation for the next hour and talking about who we were, why we were there, and the opportunities that we had. And we talked about Yeshua and our faith. And as we talked to her, her family members who she was separated from in the line would pass us on the other column every so often. So she would give them an update of what we were talking about. This happened all the time from when we first started and got on the plane in Newark, New Jersey, and when we got back. So we praise the Lord for what he did. There's a whole lot more I could share, but I'm out of time. And so we say, to God be the glory, and we thank you for your prayers.
Well, that does it, everybody. Thank you so much for being a part of the Jew and Gentile podcast. Hey, just a fresh reminder, be sure to go to foiequip.org, and there you can find out how you can get involved with the Friends of Israel. Hesed is a perfect way to volunteer and minister to the Israeli people. So if you want to be a part of what Bruce is doing, it happens every year, you can be on Hesed. Go to foiequip.org and find out how you can get involved. Also, sign up for our classes. We've got fantastic classes that'll be teaching you the Bible from the Jewish perspective. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for being a part of the program, and we'll see you next week.